to the Phil Henry Show here, hour number two. I hope I don't get used to saying that. Hour number two.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It just sounds hour number two. What is that? That's like saying, hey, this is mile number four on our trip to, you know, on our 800-mile trip. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the program, and we have Ted Bell with us. Harvey Wireman's going to join us in a moment. He's representing Sarah Burnell, who's the head of Old Ladies, or the Old Ladies, a group of women in Beverly Hills that are increasingly at Ted Bell's, you know, at your throat, Ted, complaining about the Ted's of Beverly Hills advertising jingle. Let's get Ted Bell up here and continue talking. We'll also bring on Harvey Wireman to talk with us. Reminding you that Ted's of Beverly Hills is open, come rain or come shine, come old lady or no old lady. Old lady, you know, old lady, don't peep on. No, never mind. Don't peep on my man.
What are you
going to
say?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining, but I...
Well, that's very classy.
Oh, I feel, Margaret, I'm not here to get your approval. I'm not here to get anyone's approval. I'm here as an American businessman trying to do some business, support my family, and not have an old woman who has nothing but money and time try to choke off the supply of funds and capital that keeps my life every bit as sweet as she gets to have hers. I don't understand that either. What if I went to her money, wherever that's located, whatever, you know, whatever can of nickels she's buried in her backyard.
I think that is very unfair. She's living on the estate of her late husband.
All right, well, that's fine. You know, she can live on anything she wants, but she's coming around because she's got no time, she's got nothing to do, and she's got all the time in the world, and she decides she's going to throw a dart at a dartboard and it lands on my face.
Well, do you really believe that that's it, or is it just simply a clash of values here?
Oh, it's a clash of values, all right. It's a clash of values, all right. It's the clash of these values. I work, and she's an old lady with a small dog in her lap. That's the clash of values.
That is absolutely unfair, and it's ageist, you know.
What do you mean, ageist? Margaret, you know, would somebody speak English?
In other words, she's saying that it is a bigoted, unfairly prejudiced against... old people, elderly people. Harvey Wireman is joining us, the attorney from San Marino for Ms. Burnell here. He's on our newsmaker line on the Phil Henry Show as we discuss with Mr. Wireman the position of his client. She doesn't like this slogan that Ted's of Beverly Hills uses, which is, we want to put our meat in your mouth. National Meat Month is here, Harvey, and Ted is going to begin doing a series of features for us called Meat Moments, and all of this is being threatened with all of it's being threatened with suspension, if you will, by the actions of your client.
Well, you know, Bill, you this is a great country that we live in. You know, I fought for this country in World War II, and so I, you know, appreciate the freedoms that we've got. But you're not free to tell an old lady, you know, that he wants her to come down to the restaurant where there's no one there. And
wait, hold on for a minute.
I want to finish what I'm saying here.
Hold on, Ted.
I'm going to finish what I'm saying. He, you know, he says to an old woman, let's go down to my dark, empty restaurant, and I'll put a meat in, and I'll get the meat out, you know, and...
I never said any such thing.
Ted, I'm not saying that what she thinks you meant, you meant. I'm saying that what you said, an old lady with a little dog, a big car, and a guy that drives it for her, a young guy that drives it for her, and all the money in the world, isn't going to get that young guy to even consider the old lady. You know, and so...
Well, that's not my problem.
No, it's not your problem, but she's going to take it out on you.
Well, what are you talking about, all the money in the world?
She's got this whole... Sarah has got... Ms. Burnell has a young driver, and he's a young... He's got the big arms, and he's a hunk and all what they call it, and he's a model, but he's gay, and so he wouldn't touch her with 10-foot pull, and so she's angry about that, and she wants to take it out on Ted. You're going to have to just bend over, smile, and bite down on the towel,
Why are you even entertaining this client?
Why am I entertaining the client? This is good. You know that I do a lot of pro bono work.
No, she's rich.
Hold on. You know that I do a lot of pro bono work.
Yes.
All right. How do you think we're able to do pro bono work? That is free work for the poor and for indigent people. And when we take on a client like Ms. Burnell, who is nothing but money, and I say, and I think, Sarah, if you're listening, you understand, you don't even see a woman there. You just see a big green piece of paper with a man on it, you know?
You see a big green piece of paper.
Well, that is the single most offensive thing I think I've ever heard.
Well, you know what, Margaret? Ask your husband, who's also an attorney, and ask him how that pro bono work gets done.
I understand that you are able to do a lot of free work for people because you do have wealthy clients who can underwrite a lot of that.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this. I respect Ms. Burnell. She's been around in Beverly Hills for as long as there's been a you know, I think she was here when there were orange groves and a covered in a wagon with a, you know, I swear to God, the woman is old, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, but she's very old, very old. And she talked to me once about the orange groves on the hillside. I said, are you talking about Beverly Hills? And she said, yeah. I said, that's before, she said, yeah, and when the Keystone Cop came down the hill. And I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she remembers Max Sennett filming around there.
Oh, yeah, she remembers Max Sennett. She was driving when she almost ran into some kind of an ox cart.
Well, how old is she?
I haven't the guts to ask her.
Let me tell you something, Bill, she's old. She's old, and when I invited her down to the restaurant to break bread and to have some peace talk so that we could work this out.
By the way, Ted, I mean, when you said peace talks, you used that word with her as well. She also took offense.
Well, you know something? I would suggest that you tell your client to get her mind out of the sewer, okay?
Well, why don't you tell her that? She's my client. I'm not going to tell her that.
I said, let's have peace talks, and she thought that was P-I-E-C-E?
You make up your own mind. I won't say anything.
I'm telling you right now, I'm hearing this, and I'm more and more on Ted's side. You know, it sounds like she's being unreasonable.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, Ted, you're getting a little hysterical, because when I tuned you in, I was on the freeway coming home from work, and I'm listening to... That's what I'm hearing. That's what you sound like. You're just yelling and screaming.
Well, I think now I'm beginning to see Ted's side as well. If she's saying that everything the man says is some kind of a sexual double entendre, that is mentally unbalanced. And I think that Ted deserves better.
Well, when I took over the case, I said to her, Sarah, I said, look, you know, this guy, all he wants to do is put the meat in the mouth, and I tried to make it as unoffensive, and she hung up on me. So I called her back, and I apologized. I said, I put that in a very wrong way. I said, what I wanted to say was he wanted you to come down to the restaurant, and he was going to put it on a plate. He was going to put his meat on a plate. She hung up again. So I understand that...
Wait, she's hanging up on you? She was hanging up on you?
Yeah, she's hanging up on me.
Every time he says anything that you can take as a sexual double entendre, she's hanging up.
Well, why don't you take the situation in hand, Harvey, and begin to explain some things to her?
You know, I even said that. Let's take the situation in hand. She hung up because she thought I was talking. I said to you, I said, Sarah, you got to be kidding. Do you think that I was gonna take in the meat? And she said, you put it on a plate. You put it in my mouth. You got it in your hand. She said, what else do you want me to think? And I said, you know something, you really take the cake, you dirty old... And she hung up again.
Well, I'd hang up on her, on you then.
No, but I said you dirty old, and then I called her back, and I apologized.
How many times you got to call this old bag back?
Who's that?
It's Ted.
You know, Ted, you got to lower it down, because you're... You really sound like a hysterical little girl.
All right, hold on. Ted Bell and Harvey Wireman with us. What do you think?
I think I see Ted's point. I think this Ms. Purnell, and I know you, Sarah, if you're listening, you've really got to get a grip. Not everything a man says And she did this with her husband, too. Every time he said, you know, let's go here, let's do this. Everything was a sexual innuendo. I think there's probably something that's a little off about her. But nonetheless, I understand entirely when a man says to me, or if a man said to me, my restaurant is closed, it's dark, let's go down to my darkened, closed, padlocked restaurant, and I'll slap my meat on a plate.
Okay.
I
think you're really being ridiculous there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, give me a break, bud. Don't start like you're... Who do you think you are, anyway? Tom Donahue?
Who's Tom Donahue?
Who's the one that was Donahue?
You're talking about Phil Donahue.
Well, I don't know.
All right, we're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show, and, but that's Phil Donahue was the talk show host. Tom Donahue was the father of FM rock and roll radio, and I'm Phil Henry, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, TuneIn is now on our homepage, so if you are on a desktop or a laptop computer, there is a live stream of our radio show right now on our website. If you are on an iOS device, you have to click the play button, but TuneIn can be accessed, or the live stream of our show can be accessed on our website right now as well. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. On the line with me is Ted Bell. We also have Harvey Wireman with us, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard in studio, along with the General Galen Shaw, who is... as always, enjoying his retirement. And I like having you here, General, and we appreciate you being with us.
Well, you know, Phil, and by the way, I went into the desktop computer, and I was able to access your live stream of the tune-in.
Yeah, we went over, we listened to it, and it sounds pretty good.
All right, the live stream on our website.
Yeah, well, we went to the philhenryshow.com. Is that your website?
Yes.
All right, that's where we went. And then you go to another page, and what you do...
No, I understand, and people can...
Yeah, and people can listen on the desktop if they don't have the iPhone and so on and so forth. Bud, you know more about it.
Yeah, if they don't have no iPhone, they ain't gotta do that.
Yeah, great.
That was helpful, Bud. If they don't have no iPhone, they ain't gotta do that.
Quit making fun of me just because you are rich.
Yeah, Margaret, that's a good point. Because you're rich, you're making fun of Bud.
How dare you? I'm a liberal.
All right,
what do you mean, kid?
Well, Margaret, that sounds stupid. How dare you? I'm a liberal.
What's wrong with that?
It sounds like a caricature. How dare you? I'm a liberal. That's like someone saying, how dare you? I'm a Republican. I wear this flag on my lapel, and that means that I pay my taxes and, whatever. All right, so,
What you just made me look like an ape in a tree, and the Republican looks like Jack Buck. Or what's his name?
Jack Buck.
Who's the wild game hunter?
You're talking about Frank Buck.
Yes. I'm the ape in the tree, and the Republican is Margaret Mead.
Margaret Mead?
Phil, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Margaret Mead was the one that studied apes?
Whoever it was, who studied the apes, please?
Well, I believe you're talking about Jane Goodall.
No, Jane Goodall studied chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, Margaret, will you give it up with the chimpanzee? When I came to work here on this radio show, that's the first thing she did with me. She cut me in a corner, and she said, now, let me tell you the lay of the land around here. You're a chimpanzee, and I'm the head ape. Did you know about that?
No, I did not know about that.
I didn't get you in a corner.
Yes, you did. You laid the... But the thing... See, what she do...
Slow down, General.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
No, but Phil...
Hold on for a minute. You got him in the corner and you said, I'm the head ape and you're a chimpanzee.
I wanted him to know the pecking order around here.
Well, no, I'm the one that does that, not you. I am.
So you're saying to me that as a woman...
Margaret, don't start pulling the sex card, okay?
Yeah, she's pulling out the race card.
Not the race card, you jackball.
I'm not pulling it.
Not pulling out the race card. What are you crying for?
She's crying because she wants to manipulate you. And everything. Because she has nipples, she wants to manipulate you.
You are a vulgar, filthy old man. You really are. As you sit there with your box of vanilla wafers, grinning like you took one off the head.
Oh, look, there she goes. She's looking for her tampons.
How dare you?
General, come on. I would expect more out of you.
You expect more out of me. You guys act like you work in a sewer, but you expect more out of me.
Yes, sir. Margaret?
I'm in the bathroom.
Every night it's drama. Every night it's drama.
I tell you, man. I told you about it. I warned you and I warned you and I warned you and I warned you.
You didn't warn me about diddly squat.
Yeah, I did. I said you put these two together.
Don't point your finger at me like I'm something in a glass case. I'm here. I'm a man.
Yeah, but you and Margaret together, man, that's bad. That's bad medicine.
Oh, God.
You know, Phil, you laugh. You laugh probably the way you think, in spasms of glee and madness.
Right, that's me. That's exact. You got it right, General. I laugh the way I think, spasms of glee and madness. Perfect. All right, let's bring back our good friend and close personal ally, Ted Bell, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, as we continue discussing here the Sarah Burnell case with Harvey Weinman.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Thanks a lot, Phil, for allowing me to talk for what do we got now, 4 minutes in this segment after you and everybody jawjacked the living hell out of chimpanzees, apes. Good Lord. Margaret Mead.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
We want to put our meat in your mouth. I'm just kidding. Okay.
You know, Phil, leave the jokes to the people that...
Oh, excuse me. Weren't you just talking about Margaret Mead?
I thought you wanted to move on.
All right, let's get Ted in here. Ted Bell joining us. Harvey Weinman also on the line with us as we discuss. All right, so Sarah Burnell, Harvey, I have the attorney. You are representing this woman. What does she want?
Well, what she wants is for Mr. Bell to cease and desist, suggesting that he have a lunch with her and then his meat... You know, and...
Well, that sounds asinine. Is he continually asking her out to lunch?
That sounds asinine. I'm glad that you're a lawyer. I didn't know that you'd argued cases before the Supreme Court like I have. Okay?
Well, look, Harvey, it's a little ridiculous, I believe, to say that he needs to cease and desist on something that he did once, apologized for, and isn't doing it anymore.
I think what she's got is some kind of a compulsion that he repeat the episode so that it can be properly dealt with, meaning she wants a phone call from Mr. Bell asking her to a dark, padlocked restaurant where he will then say, can I slide my meat, etc., and she'll be upset and the police get involved, and then he apologizes, and that will satisfy her.
So in other words, a police report has to be filed so that I don't get sued by somebody who has this black hole for a pocket. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Yeah. And I don't think there's a blackmail going on. There's not going to be any police report. She wants a proper apology.
And it's not good enough for him to just say, I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Because, and also, you know, he's still going to be using this slogan. Now, I understand Mr. Bell has paid a pretty penny, and I am certainly aware of that for this slogan. She would rather that you not use it. There are a great many people that she is trying to protect. She's very old, and she remembers Beverly Hills when, essentially, there were cattle drives going through here. So this is someone to respect, and as I get the information, when I get it, you'll get it, okay? If I don't get it, you don't get it.
Well, he's starting to use this asinine dog day afternoon lingo, and I don't know what you're talking about, Harvey. I've known you a lot of years, but she must be paying you a lot of money to shovel this manure. Honest to God.
You know, I'm not, you can't just buy me, okay?
Well, you're representing some old lady. What do you mean she was here when there were cattle drives?
How old is this woman?
I will not ask a woman her age.
She remembers cattle drives.
She remembers, yes, about 75 or 100 beeves being driven through here. So that's why I'm trying to give her the respect that she's due. And if you could simply, Ted, call her up, tell her, hey, how about coming down to the darkened padlocked restaurant?
Yeah, I have to say darkened and padlocked.
Yeah, because it'll sound threatening. And I'd like to slap it on the plate, and she'll say, how dare you? And then you say, I'm terribly sorry. Is there anything I can do? How about if I come to your house and scrub your toilets? Now, you won't have to.
No, hold on for just a minute. No,
you won't have to, I'm saying. But you're just simply paying homage to her.
So he has to grovel.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Ted, it's worth it to get it off of your back.
Oh, man. I'm Ted Bell, okay? There's no one that doubts that, Ted. No, I'm Ted Bell. My name is on one of the biggest billboards in the city of Los Angeles. I rule over this entire town, and I got to grovel for the old lady. I got to say, can I come to your house and do what? Scrub out toilets and panties.
Hold on, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Ted Bell, Harvey Wireman. This is getting really interesting. We don't have that much further to go, but we still have a ways to go with this because I just heard...
Well, he's supposed to scrub out panties.
That's what I heard. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, online at philhendryshow.com, and now available on our website, a live stream of our show, audio only, and it is by way of TuneIn. If you have a smartphone, you can get the audio, obviously the audio TuneIn app, or if you'd like, you can come to our website if you're on your desktop and check out the live stream at our website, philhendryshow.com. So, we've gone from absolutely no live stream access to our show other than the premium access that our Backstage Pass members have, and they have the high-quality video cast. So what we give our Backstage Pass members that is live is not only the audio but also the video, and it is a very, very high-quality stream that they're getting.
So what you're saying is, but if you want to go to TuneIn, you can get some real crap can...
I didn't say that.
No, he's not saying that. Doesn't not get no video.
Don't, you know, talk about it being bad. It's a fantastic stream. It's a fantastic quality stream. I'm just saying the stream you get with the video cast is like top of the line, big broadband, badass stuff, man. Okay? And by the way, it's going to use a little bit more of the juice on your smartphone. If you are accessing the show, and for those of you that are watching, there's my smartphone. You can see my iPhone, and there's our video cast right there. That takes quite a bit of battery power. I've got this thing plugged in as we speak. But if you just want to listen to the audio, you can do that through TuneIn. Great people to TuneIn we've been working with. And you can also go to our website, and there's a live stream. All of that is free. That is not a part of the premium package. And we're very, very happy to do that, happy to provide that for you. Ted Bell with us from Ted's in Beverly Hills. We're going to just wrap up here what has been a fascinating conversation bordering on the bizarre. Concerning Ted and the, you know, the problems he's had there with the old ladies of Beverly Hills. Harvey Wireman with us, too, his attorney. And, Ted, I know that, you know, look, I know that we're not exactly doing the kind of hour that is going to be conducive to commercial, to your commercial, you know, advantage. But nonetheless, people are hearing you as a businessman, and I think you're acquitting yourself very well.
I think you are as well, Ted, and I think that, Harvey, you have been a little unfair mocking Ted and saying he sounds hysterical.
Oh, you know something? Well, hold on to it, Ted. If I didn't mean to say you sound hysterical, but you have been going... And nobody said nothing to you?
Nobody said nothing to you. Anything like this. Here's a guy that's an attorney, and he's talking about rich.
You know something, my friend? I work my rear end off.
No, I don't doubt that, but you've got the grammatical grasp of one of those shirt tails, one of those dead rabbit punks that used to haunt the streets of 1840s New York, garroting people, wearing bowler hats, and running around.
You're talking about bowler hats.
You're talking about cattle drives in Beverly Hills.
All right. Weren't we going to work something out here?
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you representing this client, this Ms. Purnell.
You said that she would be satisfied with certain provisos.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with her, which is what I want to say. She called in and she's amenable to you not coming down to her house and actually scrubbing the toilet or doing any kind of, you know, she called it PSD because she was enjoying the Phil Hendry Show. And she said, a PSP. I said, well, that's his backstage pass. She said, what's that? I said, a subscription, Miss Purnell. And she said, well, I've got PSD. And I said, well, what's that? She said, it's something only Ted can qualify for.
She's getting a kick out of this. I hope you're hearing this, Phil and Margaret and everybody else. She's getting a real kick out of humiliating me.
Oh, no, hold on.
Well, wait. What is BSD?
Understand, Ted, you just have to say yes to it, okay?
No, she's getting a kick out of humiliating me. What's BSD?
It's bacon strip duty.
Oh, I hope she gets cancer.
Oh, man, did he really say that? Hey, Ted, are you there? Ted, are you there?
You know, if he hung up, it's a guy. Well, I better not say gee. It's good that he did.
He did hang up.
Yeah, okay. All bets are off now, my friend. All bets are off. The war is on. She wants that put the meat on the plate or whatever that thing is that he does. I'm going to tell you, Phil, I've been an attorney for a long time. I've never had a guy who had victory within his grasp, who had his hands wrapped around his own you-know-whats, and they were in his hands, and he could do anything he wanted. Scratch, rub.
Can we please clean this up? There's a lady present.
I apologize, Margaret, but it's like he was sitting there having a beer with his hand.
Okay, Harvey, I understand, and he blew it.
Yeah, he blew it. He blew it big. Wherever you are, Ted, if you're listening, and I know you are, because you are such an egomaniac, you are turning the radio up and hearing every time you hear your name, you turn it up louder. Wherever you are, you blew it. You blew it bad. And I can only tell you...
What happened?
Disconnected.
Well, he's going to call pissed about that because he's going to say that we wound up making him look like he had egg on his face because he had a big closing line and the line went dead and somehow my fault. I'm telling you, I deal with four-year-olds.
What is going on here, then?
What's going on here is that Bell's going to be involved in some kind of a legal action or some sort of a civic effort put forward by this old lady that's got a lot of money. You know, the people with a lot of money, man, can cause a lot of problems. They can get a lot of things done. She can hire all kinds of lawyers. She can do whatever it is that she wants to do. And she wants to get rid of Ted's advertising slogan. And the thing that's unfair about that is it is not exactly it's not out on a billboard, is it, Bud?
Well, they're going to have it on a billboard over there in Hong Kong Charlie.
Oh, not that guy.
Yeah, the whole thing of Hong Kong Charlie.
Were you over there, General?
Well, let me tell you, hold on, everybody just shut up, because I talked to Hong Kong Charlie myself this afternoon, and I said to him, is there a billboard anywhere on the same street with your restaurant that says we want to put our meat in your mouth? And you know, Charlie, he plays it close to the vest. And he says to me, maybe there is and maybe there isn't. Who's asking? And I said, you know full well who's asking. General Galen Shaw. And he starts in with that whole, you know, the laugh that he, ha ha he he he, you know, he does that little laugh. I said, Charlie, you know that I'm a veteran of Vietnam. And you know that when you laugh like that, it reminds me of when we broke into that prisoner of war camp and you had left those little recordings of the Ewoks. Did I tell you about that, Phil?
What do you mean he left?
Well, no, I didn't mean he, but the Vietnamese did.
You broke into a prisoner of war camp.
Yeah, there was no one there, and the Vietnamese, actually, the NVA, had left little tape machines that were playing with Ewoks laughing. I never told you that?
Oh, my God, that is Ewoks. That's before Star Wars.
Well, yes, it was before. It sounded like, I don't know what they were, but they were hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
Wow, I never heard anything like that. I never heard anything like that in all of the stories I've heard about Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, I said, Charlie, look, you know, don't do that, because that's what the NVA did. And then he turns around and points at his rear end and goes back into his rear. He's a very nice man, but he loves to really ratchet it up.
Okay, so what's the point here?
The point is this. I said, have you seen Ted Bell around lately? He said, no. And I wrote it down. Let me, hold on.
Wait, your notebook is there.
Charlie no see, Ted Bell, me no see.
I know he speaks better English than that.
Well, yes, he does.
Well, then why did you write that down?
Because I feel more comfortable writing it down in that kind of broken...
Give me that!
I just do.
So in other words, he said it in proper English and you wrote it down as if he's right off the boat.
Yes, I did. And if you think that's unfair of me, all right. But I'm more comfortable that way.
Man, I don't understand where and how some of you guys, the way you think...
No, not you guys, Phil.
Yeah, you guys. He speaks proper English.
I didn't say proper, did I?
He speaks proper English, but I wrote it down fractured like he's just off the boat because that makes it more comfortable for me. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Phil, and if you'd like, we can spend the whole next hour talking about it, too. What a... Boy, this guy, you won't let go of it, will you?
Well, Ted, we're trying to find out how we can solve a very serious problem here. With that whole BSD duty, she didn't need to do that.
No, I mean, I would say to Harvey, if he calls back...
Yeah, he did call back. I thought I hung up on him.
Why did you hang up on him?
Because he hung up.
He didn't hang up. The phone line cut off.
Oh.
So you're going to have to tell him or whoever that we want to get him out. She can't do that BSD duty.
Well, she did it because of your BSP.
Bacon strip duty.
Yes.
Well, you see what I'm saying? And this is what I mean. You've got to begin to treat people with decency and respect and kindness.
You're the guy that wrote down, let me see, me no see Ted, he no around.
Phil, it's the way I relax.
All right, I'll have to get into your reasons for that. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, of course, we are online at philhenryshow.com with our live-streaming video cast, with a backstage pass. Not only do you get our live-streaming video cast, you also get... close to 5,000 hours of our archives, over 5,000 hours now, it's got to be, of archived radio shows from the Phil Henry Show, many generations of the Phil Henry Radio Show going back 15 years, a radio show like no other, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, I like this music. It's like the Phil Henry Show.
It's very dramatic.
The Phil Henry Show is a very dramatic thing.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and we are at the El Pacifico tonight, as we are each and every night, and we hope you join us either on your radio, on your tune-in, or online, as we also, as I say, simulcast a video cast for you here at philhenryshow.com. So we've had a really contentious discussion here. Ted Bell is on the line, Harvey Wireman with us, as we continue to discuss, and I think I've got Ted back and calmed down a little bit. I agree with you, Ted. I think that that's very insulting to say that she wants you on BSD duty. I think you should allow Harvey the explanation.
Well, you know, I want Harvey to explain, as I said, but understand, I'm a businessman of longstanding at Beverly Hills, and when some old lady... Watch it, Ted. Now watch it. What do you mean, watch it? She says to me that I ought to come up there and scrub the bacon strips out of her panties? And this woman, no one knows how old she is? First of all, you have no idea what kind of horror awaits me in terms of that duty. And then, what kind of cleanser am I supposed to bring? You understand that we've got two things here.
Don't be ridiculous, Ted, okay?
No, I'm not being ridiculous. Hold on. No, no, I am not being ridiculous. You're trying to turn this into a kind, into a comedy routine, you know? No, whoa, hold on for a minute, man. You said to me that no one knows how old the old lady is. Didn't you say that? I said we're not clear, yeah. All right. If I got to go up there and do bacon strip duty, I'm not kidding you. What am I bringing with me, 409? Oh, will you grow the hell up? Now, what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to grow up.
You got
to
let Harvey explain what the proposal is.
Yeah, what I'm saying to you is this. She doesn't want you to actually go to her house, collect underwear from the hamper, go down to your house, get an industrial drum size, a janitor and a drum, and go to work on her underwear. Although I would probably guess, were you asking my legal advice, I'd say that's probably what you need. All right, that's all I was asking. I would say janitor and a drum are probably some kind of a solvent like that, a gasoline solvent.
Is that what attorneys do? They give advice on how to clean underwear?
Phil, that is very disrespectful.
What, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You two clowns are sitting here wasting time on how to clean an old lady's underwear when you just said, what, bud?
You just said lunderwear.
Yeah, you said lunderwear, Mr. Henry.
Did I really? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Should I said lumberwear?
No, it's underwear.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I just thought you ought to know.
You two guys are about as stupid as the day is long. You should just allow us, the two of you sit there and eat your corn chips. And wink at each other, whatever you do.
I'm not winking at him.
Yeah, okay. The point being,
that you want to get on my case, Henry. I'm just trying to avoid a damn fight out here, okay? I'm just trying to avoid a fight.
Well, right now we haven't gotten any closer to it, so allow me to mediate if I could. I'm just simply asking, and I believe that what I've already heard here, Ted, is that the old lady doesn't want you to do all of this. She wants you to acknowledge that you will do it.
That's exactly correct.
So she wants to humiliate me.
I'm afraid that there's an element of that, yes.
I don't think it's humiliation.
Why not?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I agree with Phil, Ted. I don't think it's humiliation. I think everyone knows what the old woman is trying to do, and I think everyone would be on your side here.
All right. Here's what she wants. She wants you...
I think I wrote it down here. She wants me to acknowledge that I'll clean her toilets and her underwear, and that I will stop using the we want to slap it on the plate slogan or put our meat in your mouth.
But she added one more. I just got off the phone with her.
Oh, come on, will you?
Just one more. You don't have to do any of this.
How many of these things has she added?
Just the one, Phil. I swear to God, just the one. She wants you to walk her dog. She's got the small Pekingese, right?
Yeah.
And wear that little plastic glove and pick the dew up. And she wants you to always walk two steps behind the dog and make a flourish with the hand as you pick it up, all right? Will you acknowledge that you would do that?
I don't know what you just said.
I'm saying, I'd be happy to repeat it. She wants you to walk the dog, remaining two steps behind the dog. When the thing craps, you have to pick it up with a plastic glove. You should be wearing a suit with a white dress shirt and a tie, by the way, that is too tight-fitting in the waist.
What is this anyway? What? I don't understand this.
This is the old lady's getting her kicks, okay? You're the guy, man, that wants to avoid a big legal action.
Okay, is she trying... If she doesn't want you to do this, it...
All right.
And she wants you to then, with a flourish with the right hand, up over your head, then bring it sweeping down and pick up the dog doo, holding it in the air and showing it to every car... Sorry, I had to sneeze. Showing it to every car that goes by.
You know, I want to say something here. I'm not
finished.
I want to jump in with a comment.
You're not allowed to jump in with any comments. You have to listen, keep your mouth shut while I tell you the various things you have to do.
That's three. Are there more?
I'm afraid there's one more, yeah.
Wait, hold in. Now I'm jumping in. You said there was only one more.
She just got off the phone with me.
Wait a second, man. You were just talking. How could she be on the phone with you?
Well, she was. This old lady has got money.
Well, just because she has money doesn't mean she can be talking to you on a phone while you're talking.
You would be surprised. I've dealt with a lot of wealthy people. She's so rich that she can make it seem like I'm talking on a phone when in fact I'm actually talking to her. It's a dimensional thing.
Oh, will you get out of here?
What did you just do, you jackass?
Oh, God, Phil, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, why did you do that?
I'm not going to listen to this guy with a cross-dimensional this. I think everybody's nuts. There, do you want my honest opinion? Everyone there is nuts. Why'd you put... Harvey?
No, you don't hang up on me.
I just hung up on you if you're going to insult my intelligence.
You wanted me to answer a question, I answered it, okay? How did the old lady talk to me while I'm talking to you? It's got to have something to do with her control over the different... dimensions of creation.
All right.
Well, what are you saying that he's nuts?
I think everybody related to the Harvey Wireman experience, which is it should be the name of a band. We had the Jimi Hendrix experience. The next generation is the Harvey Wireman experience, which is dimensional travel. I think they're all fruity. And I think that, Ted, if you're listening, which is one thing I will agree with Harvey about, you are listening because you have an ego that big. I wouldn't agree to anything. I think the old lady is going to be in a nut house.
Phil, that is, you're asking him to gamble with his future.
Yeah, well, no, it's not a gamble. If she's got an attorney like that, Harvey's losing it. She's probably already nuts. I bet you anything, before anything got settled in this case, before Ted is harmed in any way or is having to pay any kind of penalty or is taken to court for any reason, they'd have her in a butterfly net. There's no way... that old lady is going to see, you know, too much more free time. I think she will be under lock and key very, very shortly. All right. I do appreciate everybody's efforts. We do have to bring Ted Bell back on because it's National Meat Month, but I suppose I could probably cover that myself, do you think?
Well, you know, I think you're asking quite a bit to have Ted Bell back on and talk about the meat month when he's had his freedom and his business threatened.
Well, then maybe I can handle this. What we're going to have here, folks, over the next the remainder of this month is we're going to have a series of meat moments with Ted Bell, and these will be available on our website as well as available on the Sideshow Network, and they will be discussions of and a celebration of and, you know, generally a whole thing about meat. January is National Meat Month. It's a great time to pause and take a look at just how much America loves its meat, as well as uncover new ways to enjoy and celebrate. In fact, according to a recent story on National Public Radio, during 2012, over 52 billion pounds of meat was consumed in America. Get a load of this. For an average of 270.7 pounds consumed per person. That's almost a pound a day. Well,
it's like 3/4 of a pound of meat a day.
Yeah.
It's a quarter pounder with cheese a day.
No, man, I said 3/4.
3/4 pounders with cheese a day. So we'll have more on this as we, I don't know what you want to call it, continue here throughout the month of January, National Meat Month. I dig that, man. I like that. It gives us an excuse to barbecue in the snow. How about that, huh?
People are being barbecuing out in the snow.
Yeah.